been a while since we've had a conversation. We have many episodes recorded. Have any one of them been posted since September 1st? No, sir. And you know what? It's on me. And I accept that. I accept that for various reasons. Number one, my head hasn't been in the game. Get your head in the game. My head has not been in the game. Number two, I've been having a lot of things that I'm working through right now within this journey. And number three, you know, it's just been a lot of shit that's been going on. There are no excuses. Live your life. But today, we're going to come up here and have a conversation about the dangling of these. You know how somebody sweat from a balls. How Biden has been dangling this student loan debt relief in front of us. And really what it means for us to just have relief. Like what is debt relief? What debt relief means? And why it's important for us to do away with student loans. So I found a news article today, and I'll be trying not to bring work with me after hours, but I just can't. My piece is just not at peace. So it was updated at 10:51 on October 21st. It says, appeals court pauses Biden student debt relief program while it reviews case. And I'm like, pause? I just turned in my damn form. Fuck you mean pause? If you wanted to pause it, you should have paused that shit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to get the 20K off my books.
Off all of my damn books.
Because I'm trying to get freedom.
What's the pause about?
Oh, freedom. We're going to talk about it in a politics segment. So before we tap in, I want to welcome you all to another episode of the Broke Black Bougie Podcast, where we create candid conversations for young black women, and it's relatable because we've all been there. Women have it to make it on less than our worth. We do it while setting trends, spreading black assness, and ultimately busting our tails to live our best life. And I'm going to ask your ass, are you ready?
Toot toot. Oh, pee pee. Yeah, I'm ready.
I was going to take that as a, yeah, you didn't have to just say, yeah, you're ready. I was just going off by the sound. We about to tap in. Well, it's a bit of a sad evening because a lot of us who were looking forward to student loan debt cancellation, we're hoping that once we submitted our applications, we would be in the process of having our relief provided to us and having up to $20,000 canceled for those of us who received the Pell Grant. Now, the announcement was made by CNN this evening that a federal appeals court put a temporary administrative hold on President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness program, barring the administration from canceling student loans covered under the policy while the court considers to challenge it. Now, I got a lot of thoughts, but I'm going to read through this and then provide the feedback. So, let's continue reading the article. The order from the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals comes in a case brought by 6 Republican-led states asking for a preliminary injunction to halt the policy after a district court dismissed the case earlier this week. The effort is separate from a Wisconsin taxpayers group challenge to the program that was recently rejected by the Supreme Court. The appeals court gave the administration until Monday to respond to the state's request, and the states will have until Tuesday to reply to that response. The states had asked the appeals court to act before Sunday, the earliest date the Biden administration has said it would grant student loan discharges. Act before Sunday. In response to the pause, White House Press Secretary Karen Jean Pirie, please forgive me for butchering your name, if I butchered your name, encouraged borrowers to apply for relief, saying that the administration would continue to move full speed ahead in our preparations in compliance with this order and fight back against Republican legal efforts to the program. Tonight's temporary order does not prevent borrowers from applying for student debt relief, said studentaid.gov. And we encourage eligible borrowers to join the nearly 22 million Americans whose information the Department of Education already has. It also does not prevent us from reviewing these applications and preparing them for transmission to loan servers. The lawsuit, which was filed last month, was dismissed on October 20th by a lower court judge who ruled that the plaintiffs did not have the legal standing to bring the challenge. In another win for Biden the same day, Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett declined to refer the challenge from the Wisconsin Taxpayers Group to the full court. The Biden administration is also facing lawsuits from Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich and conservative groups such as the Job Creators Network Foundation and the Cato Institute. Many of the challengers claim that the Biden administration does not have the legal authority to broadly cancel student loan debt. Lawyers for the government argue that Congress gave the Secretary of Education the power to discharge debt in a 2003 law known as the HEROES Act. The Biden administration's plan. Biden's student loan forgiveness, first announced in August, aims to deliver debt relief to millions of borrowers before federal student loan payments resume in January, after a nearly three-year pandemic-related pause. Under Biden's plan, eligible individual borrowers who earned less than $125,000 in either 2020 or 2021 and married couples or heads of households who made less than $250,000 annually in those years will see up to $10,000 of their federal student loan debt forgiven. If a qualifying borrower also received a federal Pell Grant while enrolled in college, the individual is eligible for up to $20,000 of debt forgiveness. Now, this ain't about providing financial information or talking about finances. The truth is, all niggas need debt relief. And as far as I'm concerned, this is one of the biggest fears that folks have had, was that it would be disrupted from us receiving the relief as soon as possible because of Republican challengers. And so in my walk in life, in my 9-to-5, I work in policy. I'm very passionate about policies that help to provide relief. In my firm belief, I think that complete student loan debt cancellation is the most effective thing to provide relief to Black student borrowers. And at this point in time, a bitch is mad. Because I feel like all of these disruptions are unnecessary. But before I really unpack all of the shit that I see that's wrong, I'll pass it to you, Toya, and ask, what are your thoughts on hearing about this appeal court?
Appeals court.
Get the shit over with. Pausing student debt relief.
Get the shit over with. Mm-hmm. Get over with. We've been waiting for so long. And a lot of us Black students who have taken out money for school to better our lives and our education, we need this. You know? There's always the bullshit from these politicians that want to stop shit to help those who it can seriously benefit. What is that doing to you? What is that? How is that affecting you?
Child. So, I definitely agree with the how is it affecting you, you know? Because a lot of these challenges that I've seen don't make sense.
They don't ever make sense.
Like, I'm working on some student loan debt campaigns with an organization based in Florida. And I'm not going to be talking specifics about my job, but I am going to allude to a little bit of what I've been doing. So I've been doing a lot of work around student debt relief, the policy itself, how does it benefit or harm Black borrowers, right? And more importantly, why is it needed? You know, when we look at student loan debt, it is a racial justice issue because you talk about a group of individuals who haven't had access to education, right? In the beginning, we were barred from receiving certain access to education. And now we're the most affected by student loan debt because of generational bondage, okay, and a thing called chattel slavery and neo-slavery and its institutions that have followed within the afterlives of it. You know, we've relied on student loans to help us navigate this system of financing our education. And today what we see is a whole influx of people who are suffering from student loan debt, Black women being at the top of those overburdened by student loans, and needing relief. Relief is something that is so important for us to be able to generate, you know, wealth and build wealth for ourselves and our community. And folks are throwing out all of these challenges, like, you know, they said it's a policy only for Black people. You know, this is just a racist policy. It just doesn't make any sense. It'll benefit these people more than everybody else. Like, you know, all of these challenges are coming out. And folks have literally feared that we won't receive relief because there'll be some racist motherfucker that'll say, hey, this don't make no sense. And a motherfucker will be like, yeah, nigga, it don't. I shoot y'all shit. I don't even fuck with anybody like that. I'm going to disrupt the goddamn motherfucking debt relief. What the fuck are these niggas? You know, like, they ain't saying it, but that's what it's given.
Reading between the lines.
You know, and so I literally read one of the, actually a few of the lawsuits, you know, the challenges that folks are making, and it just doesn't make sense. Like, they bring up a lot about Black borrowers, racism, you know, equity. It's just like, what world do we live in, you know? And I really felt in my spirit, even though I was like, I feel like this could work out, I was like, nah, some shit not going to feel right. Like, I feel like it's too good to be true, almost. Like, they're not going to go with this without a fight. They're not going to allow this to happen without a fight. And now, as soon as the beta form dropped, I filled my shit out. It is October 21st. It's not even a few days later. These motherfuckers are stopping the name of racism.
That's exactly what it is. They always throw in the factor about what somebody's doing when it comes to race or what they're honing into, and yet when it comes to equity, all that other shit, this is what America has been built on.
If you didn't like it, maybe your motherfucking ancestors shouldn't shut up this way.
You guys are trying to shift so much stuff now when it comes to benefiting those who have been the most affected by the bullshit that exists within this country. And now there's a problem with us trying to get the things that we need to make sure that we are comfortable. Because a lot of us, to believe it or not, those of us who are making decent pay when it comes to our positions, we are still suffering when it comes to the debt that exists within our student loans.
Absolutely. Like, the problem that I have is, like, even for those who have gotten, like, professional degrees, MDs, JDs, PhDs. There are a lot of people who are hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And there are some folks who are making more than, you know, $100,000+, $200,000+. And they don't get coverage for student loan debt cancellation. And definitely should, I feel like, especially those who are black bodies, because they went so hard to get their degrees, they deserve some form of relief, because they are black bodies who, even though they make that much, are still being affected by the racial wealth chasm.
Yes.
And so, at every level, no matter if someone is making 20K, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 300,000, and they are black bodies, the amount of wealth they are able to accumulate is still not enough in comparison to their white peers. And that exists as a result of a systemic and institutional problem. Mm-hmm. And debt heavily contributes to people not being able to advance. Now, there's personal debt that people get into, you know, but student loan debt, a lot of us had no choice but to rely on student loans.
The key phrase there, had no choice.
Okay.
But to take out loans to afford advance, school. To afford school.
Barely.
And that's just, and that's not being funny. It's just, it is what it is. People want to call that, I've heard some comments of people saying, you know, that was like a, like, why would you buy to take out loans? Well, my nigga, first of all.
If you take out loans, you need to pay them back, nigga.
Fuck you. Fuck you in your
habitat.
Whistle.
Okay.
Fuck you in your whistle. And at the end of the day, you're not paying for this. You're not in my fucking shoes. Because at the end of the day, I'm still dealing with the situation that is that still exists to this present day, which is systemic racism from all angles. And we see it extremely when it comes to student debt. You said black women are at the top of that. That is a problem. It is a serious problem. And yet, at the same period of time, people were saying, well, why would Biden want to only do 20,000 and not just eradicate the whole thing?
He should have, because that was the promise that he led with.
Bingo.
When he was campaigning for office. When he was campaigning for office, he ended up releasing a Medium article that said if he were to get into office, he was going to do full debt cancellation. Somewhere along the line, that pivoted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ran on a promise that a lot of people put you into office for because you said you were going to do X, Y, and Z. Black women went to town to make sure you got that seat. And now you owe us. There is something that is needed to ensure that we have complete cancellation. Now, partial relief still is some form of relief, but to go to the fullest extent to remedy for what the impact of student loan debt has done, we need complete loan debt cancellation. And I don't think folks should stop and settle for just the $20,000.
Of course not. What I was going to say is, you know, when it comes to a lot of these loan services, they're predatory.
Absolutely.
Just like when it comes to some credit companies, predatory. So when you think about what Biden said, yes, he did mention before he was elected about eradicating student loan debt. And yet, you know, even that was a stretch. But yet, of course, we make, like, you know, you're campaigning. This is what you're putting out here. This is what you are standing on. And like you said, he pivoted. Okay, 20,000. That's still not enough, but I can take off some of the edge. But yeah, even there needs to be more to just what the fuck we're dealing with as of right now when it comes to $20,000 of debt. America, that's what you fuck you, that's the fucking least you can do.
And, you know, I think it's interesting too how folks think this is a one size fits all approach. When we look at policy is often presented in a way where it's like, oh, who's our target population, right? Okay, so how can we ensure that these folks are benefited from this solution? It's like, all right, well, when I feel like when we look at black issues and issues that are pertinent to addressing the black community's needs, we come with this one size fits all. All right, they impacted the most. All right, we're gonna make sure everybody eats so it don't look like, you know, we just focusing on them, but we're gonna say that, you know, part of them get the benefit from it, so that's for sure. And it's like, no, we need policy that is race conscious, policy that intentionally disrupts bad policy that was created to affect us. And when we look at the institution of the government, We cannot shy away from our government being pro-white. Mm-hmm. We cannot shy away from the history of our government being anti-black, mm-hmm. and how policies were specifically set up to keep our people oppressed. And so the only way to right those wrongs for understanding how the institution of a government has been embedded, how white supremacy has been embedded in the laws of the land, you know, we got to intentionally undo it by creating some race conscious policies that specifically help to undo these institutional and structural harms.
But that's where you see these individuals coming in trying to create an objection when it comes to the process of them, you know, going through with the student loan. Either 10,000 or 20,000 debt relief is an extreme problem. Like you said, it's been embedded. It's embedded in the scriptures of the damn Americas of how it was fucking created. Period, point blank. The systemic racism that exists. The laws that are on books that still exist for some fucking reason. And yet when things are being targeted purposely in the midst of unwriting the shit that has been already written, it's a problem. And then they want to go into say that, oh, this is based upon racism. My nigga, y'all motherfuckers, y'all
racist.
That. Y'all racist. Y'all built this shit on my fucking ancestors' back. Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. 20,000 you complaining about?
Right. Don't you got that? The white, yeah, you wipe your ass for 20,000? Shut the fuck up.
Like,
you know, they crying like they pockets hurting. You know what I'm saying? They crying like, oh, my God. It's going to affect me and my Lord. You know, you just mad. You're just mad. You know, but the way they organize, they organize in a way where they are really committed to upholding anything that's bright, white, and all right. Like, that's it. Anything that don't bright, white, and all right. You know, it's not... They ain't fucking with it. I just feel like it's stupidity.
But the interesting thing is, it's the same politicians that want to come into the neighborhoods and discuss about the things that they will do for our community. Oh, fuck out of here. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
But see, the thing is, truthfully speaking, whether they are whatever party that they choose...
I'm still not fucking with it at this moment.
I really feel like when I look at the institution of voting today, I understand the importance of local politics, of voting, of your civic duty. I get it. Mm-hmm. But I also recognize, as somebody who has worked directly with politicians, elected officials, within, you know, the legislature, how really... it's not about the party that they're associated with, because they're racism on both sides. Mm-hmm. It's not about, you know, I got your vote. I'm going to work for you. People will put on a show for people. Oh, you my constituent? I'm going to put on a show for you. You ain't, I don't give a fuck about you. Because your vote don't matter to me. I'm not in your district being elected, right? I've seen people put on shows. I've seen people... consistently be anti-black. I've seen people lack the awareness that they need to be in those seats. And what is saddening to me is it goes across both aisles. Mm-hmm.
I know.
And it's really saddening.
It's disgusting.
It's saddening how racism permeates through every area that you can think of within our government. And the only way to disrupt that is to attack it at the root.
Of course.
With policy. Mm-hmm. We don't just need seats at the tables. We don't just need symbolic policies anymore.
No.
We need serious change. And while being at the table, symbolism and shit does matter. They've often utilized symbolism as a way to hush us or provide us with lip service and not really do anything else more or tangible that really creates results that we need in our community. And so the way that we talk about politics, the way we talk about what our needs are, the way we talk about relief is so important, you know? And I'm tired. I'm tired of you. Oh, even a miracle needs a hand.
It's disgusting. Like you said,
I don't want your hand.
It's none of that. When I'm going to see you in the neighborhood, making sure you put every effort forth to make sure that shit gets moving.
I, like, people be in the neighborhood for a photo op, taking pictures. I have never seen so many black people on politicians' commercials.
Right.
Showing that, oh, I'm really down for the community. Like, that's the way it gives how people are showing
that's
up
exactly
within their commercials, you know? And it's like, you doing everything. You know, I know politicians who have had people trying to get out the vote for them and making sure that people are visible, showing, vote for this person. Never once called them up to be like, hey, thank you for your services. Never once gave a fuck. Oh, you just out there. All right. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's ridiculous. People need more than lip service. People need more than visibility. People need more than your blanket-ass promises. And when we look at money, politics, power, I'm telling you, what you need in life, money, power, respect, that shit is real. That shit really affects policy.
You know?
Money, power, respect. It's a system. But I'm really tired, you know, and I think this brings me to the point where we do need to move towards a guaranteed debt-free college system where folks can be able to attend college and not have to take on extra debt. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a difference between tuition-free debt and college debt. With tuition-free college, there are still all of these other needs that a student needs to be able to take care of: housing, transportation, food, child care, right? If they have children, you know, hell, adult care if they're taking care of families. Mm-hmm. When you have debt-free college, you have not only your tuition taken care of, but you also have food, housing, child care,
it's
transportation.
External stuff that's taken care of.
It takes a weight off of your shoulder. Mm-hmm. And back in March, I ended up writing a policy brief on guaranteed debt-free college that I really think folks should take a look at and listen to and tap into. But, you know, I'm keeping it separate. You just do a little Google search, had it come up, you know, see what the fuck going on. But I do think it's something that is important because folks don't necessarily understand the gravity of what student loan debt does to someone, mm-hmm. Especially when they're trying to build a financial cushion for themselves beyond that college degree.
Because you think about that, I mean to cut you off, but you think about that. Somebody who has over $100,000 of student loan debt and they finally get into the position where they're able to make money, there's a worry, of course, every single month about what you're paying for. And then after a certain amount, you know, there's different tiers of like different things you can pay for or excuse me, how you pay it off your student loan debt. But as time goes on, interest accrues on that. And with that interest, it's never ending. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? So it's a continuation for years to come that you're paying off this student loan. And it's like, you feel like you're never going to get out of the situation.
Yeah.
And that's for a lot of us who have been feeling that way.
It's the debt sentence.
Yeah.
And I think folks need to be released from it. But also we need to figure out how we're going to resolve the impact of student loan debt for future generations. Because
yes,
future students are going to end right up where we are. This is a Band-Aid solution. The only way to completely resolve this is to eradicate student loan debt, period, for everyone and for future generations. And sure, there's probably a lot that we can unpack as to whether or not that's the most cost-effective solution. You know, nothing is really free once we eliminate a debt and blah, 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 blah. Like, we can talk about what are the pros and cons of looking at that. Mm-hmm. But I think at the root of it, it's like, this is okay for right now, but even right now it's scary because is this really going to happen? Like, y'all said 3 weeks. They said the earliest that something would be done was Sunday. How come we didn't know that? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think what, even beyond just having a discussion about temporary solutions and long-term solutions, there's even an urgency to discuss, like, a lot of us have figured out along the way whether or not we were going to get approved. There were private student loans that were going to be eliminated that now they're like, nope, sorry, we're not doing that. Then I'm reading in articles, you talking about some of the earliest debt that was going to be canceled was on Sunday. Sunday, only a day away. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us fill out this application and we didn't even understand the time. Y'all told us 3 to 4 weeks that something would be resolved. And now that's being disrupted by lawsuits that y'all got. So now what is the new time frame? And if y'all knew that the earliest would have been Sunday, October 23rd, why didn't y'all update us on that?
Right.
Why aren't those who are most affected by this not knowing proper timelines, mm-hmm. everything that's going on, mm-hmm. receiving feedback,
right.
who actually qualifies? Why did y'all dangle this over people's heads who wasn't going to be able to get, you know, student loan debt cancellation? Like, there's a lot that's not okay with this. I know friends who have student loans that were private, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know students who also had a balance of private and, you know, federal loans. Like, come on. It's deeper than just telling us that we're going to get relief, providing the temporary solution, and being like, all right, well, this is where we at now. There's a lot of problems with how this was rolled out. And I think even furthermore, there are challenges in the way we're even have conversations about it. Why am I going up on CNN late at night trying to figure out, oh, what we're going to talk about today? And I'm seeing that's such a hell no. We're going to talk about this right now.
Because now this is going to be a topic of discussion for a lot of us.
Yeah. This directly affects us. And I think young black women making it on less than our worth, we damn sure making it on less than our worth right now because we don't deserve this shit.
No, we don't.
You know, we don't deserve it. Like,
but then you always want, like I said, you always want to have the politicians want to throw that this is a racist bill. Like, fuck out of here. Like, y'all always want to throw that. But then when it comes to the shit that's really affecting us as black individuals, you don't want to address it. You want to say that that's not the case of what's taking place. Or you want to rewrite shit. Trying to say that it never existed. Fuck out of here. It exists. It's in the fucking face. It's every fucking day that we are open up our eyes and look at the world around us.
The truth is the truth. And a lie is a lie. Then the problem with them saying that, oh, this is racist, this, that, and the third. Like, okay, but do you see us being trampled with student loan debt as racist? And it affecting us more than other groups is racist? No. Do you see the student financing system as racist? No. Because it's a system that y'all don't have to be burdened by.
No.
It's a privilege to not be burdened by student loan debt. It's a privilege to not have to worry about how this affects you. It's a privilege to not have to drop out of school, figure things out, get things situated, you know, not walk away from school because you worrying about debt. Like, it's because you're not, you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a privilege to not have to be in those situations where you have to consider moving forward with school, dropping out of school, still having to pay back debt, having debt and trying to continue on with your life. Like, you know, some of us are not even able to reach certain milestones because the way this debt has affected us.
Right.
And to sit here and say, oh, they bought up that this is an equity conversation. The whole damn existence of America is an equity conversation. Y'all want to talk about debt so much. Where the fuck are black Americans' reparations? Let's talk about that. Since y'all want to talk about something being racist,
this funny twerking,
we still haven't received reparations, baby.
This fucking $20,000 ain't even touching the shit that we supposed to have been had.
The 40 acres and the
fucking mule, where is that at?
We have a couple trillion that we need that y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got old money. I want your old money. Because your old money is built off of my old ancestors. Old order in them. They need their coins. I need my coins because I'm affected today by the past and current actions of y'all Karens, Joes, and Jills. Okay? So, let's talk about it.
And if we're going to have the conversation, let's have this air it all out. You want to discuss about this being racism? Let's go back through the decades, centuries of what our ancestors had to deal with. What we are still dealing with it.
Jim Crow wasn't that far along.
I know that.
You know, like it wasn't that far away. That's what I'm trying to say.
I get you.
And there are elders today in our family who we're in community with who can tell us about what it was like growing up through Jim Crow.
Yeah.
They deserve reparations too. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a real reality where you know what it's like to drink from a colored fountain. Where you know what it's like to have to be on the back of the bus. Where you know what it was like to have to
deal with segregation when it comes to school systems.
Yeah. Where you know what that stuff was like. So I don't understand why we're acting like there are people who don't know what it's like to operate within these very vivid systems. Whether they're implicit or explicit, they still exist today. You know, and the way that this entire conversation is set up, you have to be a fucking idiot not to see student loan debt as a racial justice issue.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's extremely.
What is racist is not addressing it. What is racist is stopping the relief.
Yes.
Is stopping the relief. What is racist is showing your colors.
Yes.
You know, is being ignorant to the privileges that exist. The institutional. Mm-hmm. Problems mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. of the student financing system. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just a lot that we have to unpack. And it's very funny how people say, well, don't take out what you can't pay back. And my question to them is, when is America going to pay back over 500 plus years of unpaid labor, mm-hmm. debt, mm-hmm. slaughter, mm-hmm. rape, mm-hmm. breeding?
Yes.
When are you going to pay back for the debt that is owed to us? Don't take out something that you can't pay it back, right?
So that's what you always want to throw out there.
Yeah, so when you gonna pay it back?
When you gonna pay it back?
That's what I wanna know. Let's flip the question and actually get to something that is much more meaningful, because the $20,000, thank you.
That's nothing.
I still got debt. That's nothing. Thank you. But I'm looking for something that's much more intentional, mm-hmm. in terms of policy to actually end this institution of accruing more debt. You know, it don't even get me started with credit. The institution of credit. Don't mm-hmm. even get me started. So there's a lot of ways we can go with this. But all I know is I'm furious. You know, I'm furious and I want to see how this plays out. And I'm still stuck on the fact, and I know we already went through this, but I'm really stuck on the fact that they were saying the earliest that, like, there could have been some relief is this Sunday.
You know, it's interesting because they knew for a fact, for a lot of us, we were going to get online and start looking into applying right then and there.
Immediately.
So if that was the case, if you guys felt, quote unquote, overwhelmed by the situation, mm-hmm. it could have been brought out like, okay, this is how many individuals were going to be able to access the site at this time. This is how many people that we're going to take at this point. Okay. After we relieve that portion, let's do the next round. And then the next round. If that was more organized, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you. Not only could it have been more organized, but they needed to communicate better, because we finding out from the news.
I found out through you.
That certain things, you understand what I'm saying? Like, okay, we're finding out from the news bit by bit pieces of how soon things were going to
right.
come together,
right.
be open, mm-hmm. be able to apply, mm-hmm. when relief might have come. And it's like everything wasn't packaged in a way where we thoroughly understood mm-hmm. this process, this timeline. Like, it's just whack. It's whack as fuck. And I'm just upset. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's bullshit. is bullshit. I'm tired of hearing the shit about what the fuck the Republicans are doing. I'm tired of hearing about the shit what the fucking Democrats are doing. It's to the point where this is why I see how I understand, yes, it is our right to vote. Yes, I understand how important it is. But I can understand as to why so many people are feeling like this is just worthless at this moment because of the shit that's happening on both sides. And it's feel like we're hitting a dead end because of so much of the shit that we're seeing in the news that's happening. That's affecting a lot of us.
Black folks definitely always have been hit with dead ends. People love to get the black vote, but
when they
get into office, what are you doing for black people?
And as black individuals, we need to hold every single individual accountable for what
we do,
for who we are voting for.
We do.
My vote is very precious. Why should I vote for you? Even if you do happen to get into office, what moves are you going to be trying to make sure that my community is taken care of some way, somehow? It's not being funny. Because a lot of the shit that affects us...
It's not about not being funny.
It's a lot of us that...
As
a
group, move that way.
A lot of the shit that affects us is killing us. In more ways than one.
Absolutely.
So what is it as this person that you're trying to speak into to say that this is what you plan on doing? Do I really trust you? Because at this moment, your word means shit to me. It really does. It means nothing. I can flesh it and it's gone. What are you doing? When I'm looking at what's happening with the situation with Biden, them pausing due to the fact of these damn lawsuits, supposedly. And yet, half of, like you said, half of the shit doesn't make any sense. Make this make sense. We can't. When people say common sense is common, no, it's not common. Mm-hmm. Common sense is not common.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't. Because if it was, we've been using it. A lot of people have been using it well long ago.
Yeah, I just...
It becomes frustrating. Then you wonder why our fucking blood pressure be so fucking skyrocketed and yet the stress levels be through the fucking roof because we weren't about shit that we really, at this moment, have no control over besides wait and see. And a lot of us are tired of doing that.
We've been waiting and seeing for a long time. You know, and they gonna fuck around and find out real soon. I don't got two more wait in me, you know. I only got too long. It's the sentence of states had asked the appeals court to act before Sunday, the earliest date Biden administration has said it would grant student loan discharges. I'm telling you, I've been waiting for that email from Nell Net. Come here, bring that loan here. Actually, don't bring that relief here. Hey, come here, bring that relief here. Hey. Period. You know, I've been waiting.
Wash it away. Wash it away.
Okay, I've been waiting. But I think that's what makes this conversation so important. Because we knew. You know, I think a lot of black folks have been like, we're going to see. That we could really see. You know, folks been... Mm-hmm. Figuring out, like, all right, you told us this, but we're going to see if it follows through. We're going to see how this affects us and how long we got to wait. Because with these challenges, I mean, a lot of these lawsuits have been thrown out, like, in a matter of a few days. Mm-hmm. Y'all going to wait
because
this shit out?
Because it's bullshit.
Yeah, we know that. But the thing is, how long will this wait be for the pause? There's just a lot of things to unpack that just have been unsettling. But I think that wraps up our thoughts for this politicking segment. And we can go on to wait a minute, you know, to be talking about what we've been seeing lately on television, watching, tapping into, that has made us just have a pause. So what have you been watching, tapping into, that's made you, you know, stop, wait a minute, you know, figure, you know, something out? Like, what have you been like?
I'm going to let you go first. I got to think about it.
Honestly, I've been watching a lot of Illuminati on YouTube. I don't know if a lot of y'all are familiar with Illuminati, but I am a person who loves documentaries. And Illuminati has a YouTube channel that talks about, like, different things. She provides a lot of, like, information about MLMs that have gone bad. All of them are bad in my opinion, but you know, neither here nor there. Excuse me, I can't talk unless I'll be perceived as low vibrations. So
it's just that low vibrations.
Yeah, I was like, let me just, you know, take a step back. But I really have loved this page since the moment I've been searching. Because usually I'll watch like Vice, mm-hmm. or I'll look at news outlets. I love now looking at news on YouTube. Like there's different ways you can get news nowadays. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, news outlets weren't really heavily on YouTube. You wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to go to YouTube to look to see what's in the news or different topics that we're going to talk about.
Now you got CNBC, you got CNN, you got BBC, mm-hmm. you know, different things that go in different part of the country, you know? Mm-hmm. So you'd be looking like, oh, shoot, this is overseas.
Right. You know, just different things that's happening that you could tap into. But the thing that I love about it is different things. Just like... Illuminati, this is what they explain their page to be. Just a pyramid against pyramid schemes. Host of the series Multi-Level Mondays, where we cover all things MLM and scam related. In the corporate casket, where we cover all things bad business related. Literally. Make sure to check out the podcast available on Spotify, Apple Music, etc. Just search Illuminati. Like, I love this page so much. So I've been watching a lot of old episodes. The latest thing that I watched was The Injustice of Judy, focused on Judge Judy Day in court. You know how Judge Judy is problematic. I was looking at Pinkwashing Breast Cancer One Scam at a Time, Dark Tourism, which talks about the business of dark tourism, Craigslist, right, overviewing how children have been for sale on Craigslist and the problem with Craigslist as a site. The man who sold fake holy water. The televangelist. I pronounced it that totally wrong. Who sold Miracle Spring Water. What else that I've been looking at? Your tequila is probably vodka. Or just methanol. Like, Illuminati has so much thoroughly researched, great, good docu-series, documentary, you know, type shows that it really makes me stop. Like, during the day when I'm working, I like to play her videos in the background. I like to look at different subjects. Like, it gets me going. I've always been a fan of documentaries. Sometimes the truth be left out of certain documentaries we'd be looking at on Netflix. Like, I remember watching something that was talking about, like, the history of New York City. And when they got to Central Park.
They left out the park.
They left out the park that y'all ruined a whole entire black ass community.
That owned it.
Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I said, oh no, sure. But I love tapping into things that are like really like centered. So that's what I've been watching. I know I went on a long rant about my girl Illuminati, but because girl, I forgot all about
that. Because now I got to get back into that because I forgot all about that.
I'm telling you, her page is the shit. And the thing that I like about it too is Illuminati checks privilege, talks about racism, talks about shit that's uncomfortable for folks that be uncomfortable. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. She don't hold back. And I said, oh, what do you need to? You don't need to?
Discuss it.
Discuss it. Let it out.
So, my wait a minute moment, I really haven't watched anything that's been significant. I think my wait a minute moment has been tonight. With this damn pause, with the damn loan situation. What the hell? I don't want to wait a minute. Get this shit in order. Let's get a move on it. I'm tired. I've been dealing with fucking loans for so long now. Take the 20 motherfucking thousand off my damn bill so I can get on with my life and continue to pay off the shit that is still existed. It isn't existing right now. Please. So I'm... That's my wait a minute moment. All the niggas are saying, wait a minute, because this is some bullshit. And for those of us that don't know at this moment, and we wake up in the morning to see, like, this shit is on pause, what the fuck you mean it's on pause? What the fuck happened? Look at the bullshit that is going on right now. So, feel. That's where I'm at right now.
Relief me.
Listen, let this shit go.
Relief me. That's the title of the episode. Relief me. Dun, 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 dun. Relief me, sunshine. Dun, 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 dun. Everybody loves the sunshine. Dun, 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 dun. Free me, free me, free me, free me, free me from the shackles of student. So, take me home. Tony, what the hell was that?
The part in the song where you hear the lady saying, I couldn't get it out. I started laughing. That's why. That's why.
Wait a minute. What the hell?
That's why I couldn't get it out. I started laughing. But no, that's my wait a minute moment. I don't understand why is it that now we get to a point where we're making somewhat progress. And yeah, we're almost to the finish line. And all of a sudden, we getting clipped before we even make it to the damn line.
Somewhere there's relief just for me.
Bow, 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 bow. Somewhere there's relief just for me.
Mm-hmm. On that note, y'all, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Bro Black Bougie podcast. I know that when student loan debt was released, you know, where the announcement was released, there was an immediate post that was made on IG talking about student loan relief and what it means, you know. Provided a lot of thoughts as someone working in policy and what I feel about this relief and what it means for us as Black bodies. But things are serious and there's a lot of things that we should be paying attention to. And in the upcoming days, I think it's very important to be attentive to how this pause on student debt relief affects our well-being and how we need to plan accordingly for, you know, what's to come. So thanks for tapping in. I wish you all well. And please stay tuned to the news. Be attentive. Relief me. Relief us. Relief we.
Get the shit over with. I keep looking over my shoulder at people around corners.
All right, we the next way to come in with the song. But clearly these motherfuckers have my mind's playing tricks on me.